So I wonder if you've ever tried growing potatoes. We did it once at school. I was kind of responsible, which was not really a good idea, because I forgot about them. But I suddenly noticed when they looked like they were all dying that they needed water. So I got all the children to come and water it. And thankfully, it still produced a crop, which they were then able to eat. But I'm going to talk to you about having a potato. So if you want to grow a crop of potatoes, you need to start with a seed potato. It doesn't look particularly attractive, but we know that if we plant it, something will happen. So I'm going to plant my seed potato. And now I wait. Now that can be for a very long time, but if we want new potatoes, we pull them up early and we have those little new ones. But we don't know what's going on underground. We know we've planted them, and we just trust to God that something will happen. They're down there in the dark. And then a little bit by bit, they start to grow, and then a little shoot might come up. And we know something's happening, but we still don't know what's going on. We won't know until we pull them all up. So we wait. And they have the sun, and they have the rain, and we wait. And then after a while, all the leaves grow. And then once the leaves have died back, we know it's time to pull up those potatoes. But we don't know whether it's going to be a good crop or a bad crop, because it's still hidden, living, growing. We're going to dig them up now. Are you sure you don't want to come and join us over there? Okay. Right. So let's dig them up and see whether we have a good crop. Here you go. Come and stand around this side. I'm going to stand over here. And you carry on digging and see what you can find there. Arthur? No? That's fine. Oh, we'll just try and keep it in there a little bit. When we do pull our potatoes out, I mean, I wonder what we're like, because we talked about wheat in our parable, but I'm talking about potatoes. So what do we look like on the outside? Maybe we're a bit misshapen, because we're talking about us when we're talking about that parable. We're talking about how we receive God's word. So it doesn't really matter what we look like on the outside. We may not look great on the outside, it doesn't matter. It's what's on the inside that counts. And this little one isn't very attractive looking, but some might look perfect, but it doesn't really show you what's going on inside. The only people that know what's going on inside your life is you and God. But in our parable, we're called to be fruitful. There are things in the world that constantly drag our attention away from God. But God has called us to be fruitful, and being fruitful means sharing our faith. It's not about just being good or being kind. The parable is about 30, 60, 80, 100-fold. That means going out, sharing God's love with others, and bringing them into his family. He wants us to share the message of his forgiveness and his love with others, and then we will bring in the harvest. So you might think, well, how can I do that? I don't like talking to other people about what I do. I don't like it. It's private. It's my faith. It's, you know, they have their faith. I have my faith. Let's keep it that way. But God has called us to go and tell other people. So you can do it in simple ways. It doesn't have to be a great big thing where you stand up in front of people and tell them or announce it somewhere. It's small things. Maybe you can say to someone, you know they're going through a hard time. Do you know, I can pray for you. And I've not met anyone who said to me, I don't want you to. Even if they're other faiths of no faith. They might say, I don't believe it, but then they'll say, you say, well, I do. So that's a small way. You might say to someone, can I help you something? You know, or do you want to, if they're lonely, come with me. I go to church because I believe in Jesus. It's not just coming to do things, but to worship together. It's small things. It's one by one by one by one. We draw people into the kingdom. And then we have our harvest of 30, 60, 80, 100-fold. Because this is what we're called to do. To show our love for God and then give that message to others so that they know it. How will they know if we don't tell them? So the sower today and our potato today is God sees what's growing inside us and will you be fruitful for him? In a moment, we are going to bring our gifts. And I want you to think, as you bring your gifts up to the altar for, I think it's maybe Harrow Food Bank, am I right? Yes. Yes. That, what can you give to God inside? Not your physical, not your money. What are you going to give to God? Of your time, of your faith, of your worship. Please think about this as you come up. Now, we're going to see what our harvest is like, apart from messy. I think that it's not a bad harvest. Now, today, when you're leaving, we're going to give you a potato to remind you that you are called to go and share your God's love with others. That you are a seed that's growing, and we grow and grow and grow, and you need to share that with other people. So, thank you. Okay.